Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free Blackstone 8-piece accessory kit when you buy a Blackstone 28-inch griddle. Plus, get two free select Craftsman V20 tools when you buy an RP brushless drill and impact driver combo kit. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
In life, there are only winners and losers. There are no participation trophies. There's no, you know, stickers and everyone's invited to have a good time. You know, life is hard. And everyone in life is actually trying to play the same game. If you're a sportsman, you like racquetball, I've heard, for example.
Yeah.
There's a small pool of people who play racquetball. And you have to compete within that pool to be the best. And maybe you become the world champion. There's a small pool of people who compete at kickboxing, professional soccer. And the bigger the pool is, the more difficult it is. Well, life is the only game where every single one of us 8.1 billion people is trying to play the exact same game. And the same game is there's only so much money in the world. There's only so many resources. There's only so much happiness. I'm going to try to provide for my family as best as I can. And whether people say money's not important or is important, everyone's part of this game. So winning is very difficult, and you have to keep trying when you get kicked and you fall down. And that's the advice I give to every young man who listens to me.
I want everybody, when that adversity strikes, they have to see that as the pinnacle, the turning point that's going to change their life for the better. Adversity reveals genius. Prosperity hides it. Don't wish for success so quick if you're already too weak. It's going to kill you. Just let that adversity hit and let the wheels start turning. Sit in the pain and grow and change.
Focus on becoming the best version of yourself. Focus on improving in every area of life and understand that life is a marathon and not a sprint. Find allies, find people that are aligned with mission, vision, and values of what you want to see the world be. Work with them over an extended period of time and understand that money, success is a lagging indicator. And that eventually, if you plant enough seeds, if you plant enough goodwill, and if you build, you will get rewarded.
Dream way bigger than you think. Dream way bigger. It is the same amount of work to do something 10 times the size it is one time. It's the same stress. It's the same worry. It's the same fall. You might as well aim bigger.
There's something that I say that scares the shit out of people. And I say, hey, James, have you ever thought about the unlived life? This is the one that you were supposed to live. This is the one when God made you, he wanted you to live this life, but you never had the courage to do it. Is it worth it? Is it worth it to get to the unlived life? Yeah, bet your ass it is. Yeah. Either get there or die trying, but damn sure don't be average. Never conform, never become civilized, ever.
Yeah, people don't get it. You know what? You want to get rewarded for things that, just for participating, and that's not how life works. You know, you're judged by your wins, you're judged by your losses, you're judged by your effort, you're judged by the end results that you develop and you put out there. It doesn't matter who you are. There's always going to be a winner. There's always going to be a loser. You look in your bank account, either you're winning or you're losing. Your team is either winning or losing. In your life, you're either winning or you're losing. It's all the stuff in between that people like to make excuses for and like to justify. Well, this is why I'm in. No, you're either winning or you're losing.
Yeah.
That's it. And only you can determine which place you're in. It's not for somebody else to say, you know, somebody thinks you're winning in something and you feel like you're losing in it. That's up to you. because your level of winning may be completely higher than somebody else's, and your definition of losing could be completely different than somebody else's. But as long as there's no excuses involved in there.
You can be a absolute optimist and love life and full of joy and all those things and still admit that you're going to suffer hardship. You're going to get kicked in the mouth. There's going to be bad things that happen. You're going to get things that you don't deserve to happen to you, but they're going to happen. So you have to be built up and ready for those things.
The biggest question I get asked all the time is, hey, I lack motivation. And it's an annoying question to me because so do I sometimes. I don't always feel motivated to go to the gym. I don't always feel motivated to work. I don't always feel motivated to do what I need to do, but I do it anyway. It's called discipline.
Yeah.
And if you're going to wake up every day and lack the motivation to do what should be done and compete against people who will do it irregardless of how they feel, you're going to perpetually and forever lose.
With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market, whether you're looking to buy your dream home or rent a sweet apartment. Give Redfin your gotta-have-it wish list of property features, and you'll receive real-time notifications tailored just for you. Ready to see it up close and personal? Scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Don't wait to find your perfect match. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
In fact, it makes you a child to even wake up and say, when you're asking someone for motivation, what you're effectively doing is saying, make me want to do it. Please make me want to do it. I don't want to do it. Mm-hmm. Make me want to. No, you have to do it. Mm-hmm. Or you can stay a fucking loser.
Discipline requires you to do your very best when no one else is watching. See, I know you'll do the right thing when someone's looking at you, but will you do the right thing when no one is watching?
So I always say you can tell the size of a man by the size of problems. And a lot of people have really small problems.
Yeah.
And so in life, you're either going to have trouble with the fact that somebody owes you $1 million, or you're not going to be able to pay your light bill. So to me, the bigger the problems, the better your life is going to be, because you're going to ultimately solve these problems. And if, when you solve big problems, you have big results. So that's the reason why I feel that way. It's like, the harder it is, the better your opportunity is going to be, the more likely that the other people around you are not going to be able to solve these problems or quit before they do, and you're just going to have a better life. So, good.
We have all these problems in our lives, and we could think there's two possible ways of approaching those problems. One would be we just ignore them in the hopes they would, what, go away? Well, that, and no one thinks that's... No one who isn't a child thinks that, and very few children. Nobody believes that. We know perfectly well that if you got to face something, man, you better face it. And if you're going to face it, that's probably the best pathway forward. And then you might think, well, what does that mean ultimately? And it might mean something like, face it, you know, as deeply as you possibly can and as voluntarily as you possibly can. And there's an element of faith in that, because you have to put yourself on the line, but you're kind of stuck with that anyways. You know, that's the rub.
Do you ever hear a person complaining that constantly is chasing greatness?
No, not at all. They don't have time for it.
Yeah, they don't have time for it. And their perspective is totally different. When they wake up, they're not looking for easy. They're looking for hard. What they do is they're efficient. They don't run around and be busy all day long. A lot of people that are in the, I would say, mediocre space, the reason why they're, I would say, like, having trouble finding out who they want to be in their head is because they're busy in their phone. Either your phone's a tool or you're the tool. And what happens is they've become a tool to just junk. And what happens is that because that space in your head has gotten taken over, you don't even know who you are anymore.
Yeah.
I think most people don't want it bad enough anyway. That's really where it comes from. They don't feel they're worthy. They don't want it bad enough. They're like, hey, you know, like, what if I fail? There's so many, like, again, going back to the critic in their head. They have all these belief systems that override their desire to break out of the matrix, using your words, right? And so if you got belief systems that keep you shackled into a peasant lifestyle, and you're like, you have all these friends who are peasants just like you, again, you go, well, this is what normal is. This is average. I don't want to be average.
Extreme ownership is this went wrong, this failed, didn't accomplish this, and it's not the fault of my boss, it's not the fault of my girlfriend, it's not the fault of my parents, it's not the fault of the weather, it's my fault. And I'm going to take ownership of it, and I'm going to fix it. That's what extreme ownership is. And this is a very difficult thing to do because it hurts. Because when you look around at your life and you look around at your job and your financial situation and your relationship and your physical health, and when you look at all those things and all the problems that you may have with those things, and you say, the reason I have all those problems is because of me, that can hurt. That can sting. And a lot of times our ego rejects that and makes excuses and lies. And then we don't have to change anything. And then nothing changes.
Save big money on protecting your garden now at Menards. Messina's Animal Stopper is a liquid repellent that prevents animals from damaging your garden. Available in a convenient, ready-to-use bottle. It lasts for up to 30 days, regardless of weather and watering. Save big money on Messina's Animal Stopper at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.